Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Nabiyyana Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu. Likewise, may Allah raise the rank of all of his family members and companions. And may he grant them all peace, and as well all of those with true religious loyalty and allegiance to him. Alayhi as-salatu was-salamu. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, then on this afternoon of the 21st day of the month of Al-Muharram in the year 1438, we come together here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with our brothers online through Telelink at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida, and with those masjids connected through the efforts of our brothers there. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all success. We come together on this beautiful afternoon to return to our study of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles, using the explanation of the virtuous scholar Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him. And in this 20th session, insha'Allah Ta'ala, we pick up from where we left off on page number 74 of the printed explanation. In the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala stated, وَدَلِيلُ الشَّهَادَةِ وَدَلِيلُ شَهَادَةِ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the evidence for the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, meaning the textual evidence that establishes that as an essential act of worship to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى is the statement of Allah the Most High, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come to you a messenger from amongst your own selves who is disturbed or harmed by what harms you. He is vigilant over you, careful and vigilant over you. And as it relates to the believers, he is ra'uf, when he is compassionate and rahim and merciful. That's from Surah At-Tawbah, the 128th verse. Some comments about the meaning of this verse coming from our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. He said, regarding the statement of Allah Ta'ala, min anfusikum, he comes from amongst your own selves. Ay min jinsikum, from your species, meaning human like you. Bal huwa min baynikum, moreover, he's even from amongst your own selves. Aylan kama qala ta'ala, just as Allah the Most High has stated, huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina rasulan minhum. He is Allah, the one who dispatched amongst the illiterate people, yani amongst the illiterate, a messenger from their own selves. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, reciting upon them his verses, the verses of Allah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he purifies them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and he teaches them the book and the hikmah, the wisdom, which is the sunnah. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبَلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, and they had been before that in manifest error and misguidance. From Surah Al-Jumu'ah, the second verse, regarding the statement of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Azizun alayhi ma anittum, he says this phrase means it is difficult on him, the matters that are harmful and difficult for the believers or for you. And as for the statement of Allah Ta'ala, Harisun alaykum, vigilant about you, caring and concerned for you, Ay ala manfa'atikum, about matters that benefit you. وَدَفْعِ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ, and in keeping away all kinds of harm from you. And then the end of the verse describes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with being رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, compassionate and merciful with the believers. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah stated, أَيْذُ رَأْفَةٍ وَرَحْمَةٍ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, possessor of compassion and mercy towards the believers. وَخَصَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِذَلِكَ, and Allah Ta'ala mentioned the believers specifically, not وَكَانَ بِالنَّاسِ, he was with all people compassionate and merciful, rather believers. Believers have been specified. لِأَنَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَأْمُورٌ بِجِهَادِ الْكُفَّارِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْغِلْظَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ, because he has been ordered, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, to combat the non-Muslims in military opposition, and as well to engage the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, meaning in the battle of the da'wah. وَالْغِلْظَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and he has been ordered to be severe against them, against those two parties of people, the disbelievers and the hypocrites. That is taken from two verses in the book of Allah Ta'ala directly that share the same exact wording. One verse in Surah At-Tawbah and one verse in Surah At-Tahrim, wherein Allah Ta'ala commanded His Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَاغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. O Prophet, wage jihad, struggle against the kuffar, the disbelievers, and the munafiqeen, and the hypocrites. وَغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and be severe, be stern against them. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, their abode shall be the fire, Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, what a terrible abode. وهذه الأوصاف لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and these descriptions of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, تدل على أنه رسول الله حقا, they prove that he is indeed the Messenger of Allah in truth. كما دل على ذلك قوله تعالى, as the statement of Allah the Most High proves this point. Other statements prove this point, like the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Fath, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, the 29th verse of Surah Al-Fath. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and as well his statement, and he is the Most High. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, say, O mankind, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, I am certainly the Messenger of Allah to all of you. That's from Surah Al-A'raf. وَالْآيَاتُ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا, and the verses along these lines or with these meanings, they are very many in number. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَقًّا, they prove that Muhammad was the Messenger of Allah in reality. Then the author of the text, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala, stated, وَمَعْنَى شَهَادَةِ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and the meaning of the testimony that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah is four things coming. Firstly, طَاعَتُهُ فِي مَا أَمَرَ, obeying him in all matters that he ordered. وَتَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرَ, believing in everything he reported. Thirdly, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا عَنْهُ نَهَى وَزَجَرَ, refraining from all matters that he forbade and restricted sternly. وَأَنْ لَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, and that Allah is not to be worshipped except with what he legislated. صلى الله عليه وسلم, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Pay attention to this section, it's very important, because so many people who utter the Shahada, if you were to ask them, what does it mean that you testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah? You find that the majority of what they will say will be, focused on the historical affirmation of Muhammad as a messenger. You find that they'll say Muhammad, they'll name him and his lineage, he was the messenger of Allah, as if it's just a historical affirmation that he was truthful and that he was a messenger. Rather, as our scholars mention, your statement Muhammad al-Rasulullah, just like your statement La ilaha illallah, is a covenant and it is a pact and it is an agreement, it is a contract that has stipulations that must be fulfilled. It is not simply a historical affirmation of Muhammad being the messenger of Allah, but rather you say, I obey him, I don't disobey him, I believe his reports, and I do not believe that Allah is worshipped in right except with his actions as a precedence. Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala stated in explanation of this part of the passage, ma'na shahadati anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the meaning of the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, huwa al-iqraru bil lisani wal imanu bil qalbi, it is to testify on one's tongue and to affirm that in the heart, بِأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْقُرَشِيِّ الْهَاشِمِي, that Muhammad the son of Abdullah from the Quraysh tribe, from Bani Hashim, Rasulullah, he was the messenger of Allah, عَزَّ وَجَلْ, the mighty and majestic, إِلَى جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, to all of the creation of the jinn species and mankind, كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has stated, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created jinn nor mankind except that they are to worship me. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 56th verse, وَلَا عِبَادَةَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى إِلَّا عَنْ طَرِيقِ الْوَحْيِ, and there is to be no worship of Allah the Most High except when done based on revelation. الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that which Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, has come with. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, just as Allah the Most High has said, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبَدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, blessed be he, the one who sent down the criterion, the furqan, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ, sent it down upon his slave, servant, Muhammad, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, in order for him to be a warner for all of the alameen, all of the creation. That's from Surah Al-Furqan, the opening verse. وَمُقْتَضَى هَذِهِ الشَّهَادَةِ, and what is required by this testimony, أَن تُصَدِّقَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيمَا أَخْبَرَ, that you are to believe the messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, in all matters that he reported. وَأَن تَمْتَثِلَ أَمْرَهُ فِيمَا أَمَرَ, and that you fulfill his orders in everything that he has commanded. وَأَن تَجْتَنِبَ مَا عَنْهُ نَهَى وَزَجَرَ, and that you stay away from everything that he forbade and restricted sternly. وَأَن لَا تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, and that you do not worship Allah except with what he legislated. وَمُقْتَضَى هَذِهِ الشَّهَادَةِ أَيْضًا, and what is also required from those who hold to this testimony as well, أَن لَا تَعْتَقِدَ أَنَّ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَقًّا فِي الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَتَصْرِيفِ الْكَوْنِ, is that you hold to the belief that the messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, has no share in lordship, being the lord of the creation and in management of the creation. أو حقاً في العبادة, nor do you believe that he has any share of worship. All worship is for Allah Ta'ala. بَلْ هُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَبْدٌ لَا يُعْبَدُ, rather he is to be considered a servant who is not worshipped. وَرَسُولٌ لَا يُكَذَّبُ, and he is a messenger who is not to be disbelieved in. وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَلَا لِغَيْرِهِ شَيْئًا مِنَ النَّفْعِ أَوِ الضُّرِّ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, and that he does not possess the ability to benefit or harm, not for himself and not for others. He does not possess the ability to benefit or harm anyone except for what Allah so wills. كما قال الله تعالى, just as Allah the Most High has stated, قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, I do not say to you that I possess the treasures of Allah. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ, and I do not know the unseen. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ, and I do not say to you that I am an angel. إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ, I do nothing other than follow the revelation that has been revealed to me. That's from Surah Al-An'am, the 50th verse. Clearly in that verse is the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, did not know the generality of the unseen, meaning except what Allah Ta'ala had revealed to him. As a base rule, he did not know the unseen, and that will become even more clear in the following verse quoted by Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commanded to say both, I do not own any of the treasures of Allah, nor do I know the unseen. I am nothing but one who follows the revelation that's been sent to me. فَهُوَ عَبْدٌ مَأْمُورٌ يَتَّبِعُ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ. He is a slave servant who is commanded to follow what he is ordered to do. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has stated, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Say, O Muhammad, verily I do not possess for you any harm or any guidance. قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, verily I have no one to grant me any protection from Allah. وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا, and I shall find no one to grant me any safety beside him. From Surah Al-Jinn, the 21st and 22nd verses. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ, and Allah, the Glorified One, has stated, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Say, I do not own for my own self any benefit or any harm. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except for that which Allah has willed. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. And also say to them, had I known the unseen, had I known the ghayb, then I surely would have piled up much good, meaning wealth. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءُ, and no evil would ever have touched me. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings to a people who believe. From Surah Al-A'raf, the 188th verse. And this is the verse I was intending that you will see more clarity regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not having known the unseen in a general way, with the exception of what Allah Ta'ala had revealed to him. And what's so strange is people ascribing to Al-Islam, and they believe that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew and still knows in his grave all matters of the heavens and the earth and all matters of the unseen. And for those who don't believe that, there are others, mubtadi'a, people of innovation, who say that their imams and their righteous or their leaders know all matters of the unseen in the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. Like the Rawafid cult of the Shia people. They say our leaders, the 12 imams, they have complete, all-encompassing knowledge of all matters of the heavens and the earth. They know the ghaib. When Allah Ta'ala had mentioned to his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ, tell them, O Muhammad, I don't know the unseen. The very best and choice of Allah's creation did not know the unseen in a general way. And he was commanded to say as well, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, and had I known the غَيْبِ, had I known all matters of the unseen, then I would have gathered for myself much wealth. And they say after that, that their imams know the unseen. Wallahu al-musta'an. And by that you know they are disbelievers in the book of Allah Ta'ala. If the best and most honored of the creation of Allah Ta'ala was commanded to say to the people that he doesn't know the unseen, he doesn't know the ghaib, then anyone who claims after him that he knows the ghaib or that someone knows the ghaib, then that person is a disbeliever who has rejected the book of Allah Ta'ala. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he continues, وَبِهَذَا تَعْلَمُ. And through this you come to know, أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحِقُ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That no one deserves worship, not the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا مَنْ دُونَهُ. And no one less than him, مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, from the rest of the creation. وَأَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَيْسَتْ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَحْدَهُ. And that worship is for none other than Allah, the Most High alone. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, verily my salah and my sacrifice and my life and death لِلَّهِ are all for Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of all things that exist, the Lord, creator and sustainer of all things. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. No partner does he have. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. And with that I have been ordered. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am the first of those who submit as Muslims. That's the two verses from Surah Al-An'am, Numbers 162 and 163. وَأَنَّ حَقَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That his status and his right, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, and تُنَزِّلَهُ الْمَنْزِلَةَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِيَّاهَا, is that you affirm the position and rank for him that Allah the Most High had confirmed for him. وَهُوَ أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And that is that he is the servant of Allah and his messenger. صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Again, to review, just before we finish for today, the meaning of the shahada, the meaning of your testimony, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It is a covenant that you enter that is to be fulfilled, and it consists of four main meanings. Let's rehearse them. Musa, you know one of those main meanings of Muhammad being the messenger of Allah? Hanif, give us one. تَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرُ. تَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرُ. To believe in his reports. Right? So when he told you, to elaborate here, when he told you that on the wing of a fly is a disease, and on the other wing of a fly is the cure for that disease, you put the fly under the microscope and you don't see it. You put it under the microscope and you can't identify where is this disease and where is this cure and how does that work. Then how do you interact with the report? While it's in Sahih al-Bukhari and it's authentic from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you believe it. Because وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak of his own accord. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is nothing but revelation that has been revealed to him. So because of that, because he does not speak of opinions and desires, he speaks with revelation from Allah, then you say what he has reported about every prophet and every story, everything in the Quran, and everything from his speech, then it's all accurate and it's all the truth and none of it is inaccurate. There is no fable, no myth or something coming from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that he taught us was factually correct. Whether we have the tools historically or medically or physically to affirm or confirm what he said and to test it and prove it scientifically using the so-called scientific method and so on, we affirm all of that. We affirm all of it. And the affairs of the Day of Judgment that we cannot comprehend, the sun being brought near to the people within a mile's distance, and they will begin to sweat. You say logically and scientifically, how is that possible? If you bring the sun within 1 mile of the creation, they'll all be scorched away. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned these two cases, the fly and the closeness of the sun. And he said, you can tell the good manners of a person, his real true good manners, in how he affirms these things without questioning them. The unbelievable, so-called unbelievable affairs of revelation that you have no way of testing and scientifically proving. You simply affirm them because they come from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something connected to this is how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu got his name as-Siddiq, the one who believes devoutly, the one who affirms the truthfulness of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raji, they said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, your companion is claiming that he went in one night, physically, from Mecca to Al-Quds, to Jerusalem, and then up into the heavens, and then back down, and then from Jerusalem back to Mecca, all in one night. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had not heard it from the Messenger yet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were checking his stance on how much he would believe this Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he made those famous comments. He said, in qala faqad sadaq. If that's what he said, then that's the truth. If that's what he said, then he has spoken truthfully. And that's what I say. Allahu Akbar. And from that he was called, and from his other stances of devout believing, he was called As-Siddiq, the devoutly believing one. Subhanallah. And remember when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrated a hadith with some very unbelievable matters in it? The angel comes to the womb of a woman when the child is going through the stages of development and it reaches a certain period. The angel comes, blows the soul into the fetus and writes for it its lifespan, its deeds, its provisions, and whether it will be a person of eternal bliss or a person of eternal punishment, meaning from the people of the hellfire or the people of eternal bliss. Very difficult to understand. How does the angel come to the womb of a woman? How does this work? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he called this hadith, or he introduced this hadith saying, قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقُ. The Messenger of Allah said this, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And he is a sadiq. Two attributes here. He is truthful and he is masduq. He is to be believed in. Meaning every person who has a claim of iman must believe him. So he is masduq. He is to be believed in. So it's as if to say, if you have any difficulty in swallowing any of the meanings in what I'm about to narrate to you, then remember who said these words. He is a sadiq. Al-Masduq, the one who is truthful and most rightfully believed in. That's the first one. Belief in what he reported. What else do we have? We have four things. Believe in his reports, Abdul Qadir. Obedience to him in everything that he has ordered. And that goes along with one of the other four. Staying away from his prohibition. So obedience to him requires two basic stances. What he ordered you to do, you do it. So you're proactive. What he forbade you from, you refrain from it. So you're refraining and resisting things. So you're acting in one case, doing things, and you are refraining from action in another case. All of that is called ta'ah. Both of those things are obedience. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been ordered to be obeyed in many verses of the Quran. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and obey Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many verses from the Book of Allah. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The only statement that a believer has when he is called to Allah and His Messenger, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, in order to judge between them, and يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, is that they say, the believers, they say, we have heard and we obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and these are the people who will be successful. And Allah Ta'ala has ordered in so many verses, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. and so on. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba." As collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, all of my ummah enters paradise except for the one who refuses. "Qalu wa man ya'ba ya Rasulullah?" They said, "Who would refuse, O Messenger of Allah?" "Qala man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah wa man 'asani faqad aba." Whoever obeys me, then he enters paradise. Whoever disobeys me, then he has refused. So obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an essential part of you saying Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And the fourth and last one to review and to be clear on this one, very important one, one that I think it's the one the people are most heedless about out of these four. It is what? وَأَنْ لَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ. That Allah is not worshipped إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, except with what He legislated as a precedence. Because He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever invents anything into this affair of ours which is not from it, it is rejected. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا. In one version, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever does anything, meaning as an act of worship, that is not from this affair, he shall have it rejected. The hadith with that wording is in Sahih Muslim, and the first wording is found in Bukhari and Muslim. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made it clear that you are required to perform acts of worship only done in accordance to his guidance. And that is the meaning of him being the Messenger of Allah. And that's the meaning of us affirming him as a Messenger of Allah, saying, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." I testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Part of that is, I believe that Allah is not allowed to be worshipped with anything, with any act of worship, except that it's based on the actions of this man, Muhammad bin Abdullah al-Qurayshi al-Hashimi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if your action matches up to his action in worship, then it may be acceptable to Allah. If your action does not match up outwardly and technically with his example, then it doesn't matter what the intention is. It does not meet the requirements to be accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What's that other requirement? If a person does an act of worship that is in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, apparently, outwardly, technically, movements are correct, statements are correct, and so on, what remains for us to confirm before we can say this deed is accepted by Allah? Ikhlas, the intention, the correctness of the inner side of that act of worship. That is what is connected to the first part of our testimony, La ilaha illallah. So none have the right to be worshipped other than Allah. So I worship Allah with sincerity, hoping that He would accept from me. That's the inner sincerity of a deed. And then Muhammad Rasulullah connects to the second condition for any deed to be accepted, that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. So then I do my deed, my act of worship, in direct accordance with his teachings and in following his example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And Allahu tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. This is what he has made easy for us to review on this Saturday afternoon. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.